the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
That's what I like.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed John Daniels on the sidelines sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Shop Talk. We're in week 9 here of the NFL season. This is Jeff Breitenbach, buyer for the Patriots Pro Shop. With me is Mr. James Scollins.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Yeah, thank you. I forgot the address. I don't normally hear you say it, so. Mr. Mike Perriello, our host, is running a wee bit behind schedule right now, so hopefully he'll join us shortly. But in the meantime, we've filled in with his natural replacement. She was scheduled to be here with Mike, but we're going to have to ask Mike about this one. There might be something there that he's not telling us. But Tracy Sermani from the Cheerleaders is here. Thank you very much, Tracy.
Yep, third time I was here. Third time Mike Perriello is not.
Do you think there's something?
Yes, yeah, I do.
It's personal?
It's absolutely personal.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Interesting. Well, we've got a full show. We're going to have to wait on the Red Mites football update.
I don't think we'll have one since he's not here.
You sure?
Well,
let's place a bet. I say, you say he's going to be late. I absolutely say he's going to be a no-show.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's personal then.
No, I think Stone Cold Lock.
I think he'll show up.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I say no.
You don't think so?
I don't. I say no. You think he will?
Does he have an excuse? At least?
He sort of gave Jim one, I guess.
What was it? I want to hear, what was it?
I don't know, some kind of managerial BS.
Poppycock, yeah, right.
Yeah,
you said?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Look at me, I'm the manager of the
That's
pro
exactly
shop. La-di-da.
Right. Who says he's going to be, so I say no. Jim, you say yes?
I do.
Jeff?
I'm not really have anything
to I'm interim now. Host, I have to remain neutral.
I have nothing to base that on, I'm just going with, you know, the counter.
I know. I say no.
He gave me the Hollywood treatment Sunday morning. I went in there to get the Visa item of the week, and he was kind of rallying the troops behind the scenes in the pro shop, getting them ready to, you know, come storming out the door like the Patriots do the tunnel and sell, sell, sell.
Had
and
his I, best Rudy
and
speech.
I walk in there half asleep, stumbling around, being like, "Where's the throwback license plate?"
Maybe he's working on his next game day speech.
He was. He was very. He looked almost hurt that I interrupted him, and I just kind of gave him. I gave him a little pat on the way out the door.
You destroyed his mojo, didn't you?
I hope they sold a bunch of stuff at least. I wouldn't want to be blamed for the bad numbers on Sunday.
No, it was a very successful game day.
Yes. I was worried all game about it.
Yes, it definitely was, Jim. To your point, yep. I assume online sales were good as well.
Yes, better than normal.
Well, that's good.
Yes,
that's
I think
good.
Everyone's getting excited because they're on a roll and it's time to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Well, we'll recap Halloween. Does it get any better than Halloween? Tracy?
You know, I have a complaint, and it's not your fault, Tracy, but I blame the network. There was not nearly enough TV time for the cheerleaders in their costumes.
You know, there never is. Everyone
very upsetting.
There never is. But at least those in the stands got to enjoy it. The cheerleaders have been working on their costumes for, I'm telling you, since preseason.
I got to appreciate it.
Let me tell you some of the emails though. You know, the cheerleaders, we want to make sure we don't have any duplicate costumes. So, you know, we've got the mass email chain going back and forth for probably a good month now. And whenever one of them changed their idea, they wanted to make sure they put the email out so nobody else, you know, copied their idea. Yeah. You know, so as, you know, a week before, they're still changing their plans and they get the weather forecast that it's going to be freezing. The most random email that went out, I think it was Jen who said, you know, I decide I'm no longer going to be a princess. I'm going to be a mummy. It's going to be freezing out. She was the only warm one. She was
nice.
The mummy. It was still a cute mummy, but yep. she was the warm.
So they get to pick their costumes.
Yeah, they create their own costumes.
And they actually go and get the things and design them themselves and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we had two dress rehearsals because, you know, they wear the tiaras and the, you know, the little hats that never work and the wings that they think is a fabulous idea until they realize, oh, yeah, we still have to dance with all that stuff on.
Right.
So
does it get pretty feisty if two choose the same?
No, you know, they never do. They try to make it different. And, yeah. You know, and the way that we work it, line captains get first dibs if they do have a, you know, double costume. And then veterans, you know, they
seniority.
Yeah,
that's
what
we heard. The rookies have to wait.
Yeah, rookies always get last choice. Yeah, and then the rookies can put their, you know, their what they want in the hat. But that's, you know, it's just the way that it works.
There were
but.
Pictures on Sports Illustrated's website. I happened to stumble across.
And there should be pictures on the
really?
Cheerleader link now. There should be pictures on our own website now.
I looked there on Monday and I didn't find any.
Check it out right now. They should be up. We were just posting them this afternoon before I came over here.
Now, do you have your own special web address or is it just through Patriots.com?
Patriots.com and just click on Cheerleaders and go to the photo gallery.
Okay. Can you do that with you, Jim, or you have your own special address? You hardly ever see.
For my pictures?
Yeah, no, for your website.
For patriotsprochup.com?
Oh, okay. You do have your own address.
I just Twittered and Facebooked a picture, as a matter of fact, of the cover of PFW. So it has Zoltan Mesko's foot in the face of a Vikings player, and the cover says, "In your face." And I just thought that was kind of cool. So
it was a great picture.
That's a good one.
If anybody gets a chance to see it, it definitely
I don't always
pick up a
cover
copy.
Of that, but when there's a cool one like that, and we sell individual editions of it, so even if you don't subscribe and you want to pick up that one, you can come online at patriotsprochup.com and get one.
But this goes on for 1 hour.
Yeah,
I've been coming to Patriot games since
for
a very long time, and I always look forward to the cheerleaders in their costumes. And I'm not going to any games this year, so I was very upset that I missed it. And I'm watching TV. I watched every minute of the game, and it really annoyed me that there was like no good shots of them.
I know,
none.
Just a glimpse or two. I don't get it. You know, they'll show
so
a player spitting
Monday.
On the sidelines. And,
right? Yeah,
no.
You have to see that. But, you know, we had to see 1.5 million shots of Brett Favre in the fetal position
right.
with his thumb in his mouth going out on the
that
cart.
That wasn't bad, though.
And his eyes closed.
Yeah.
So I had to go online and look for pictures of the cheerleaders just so I could see what everyone was wearing.
I was at the game, and I DVR'd it, and I watched a lot of it last night. And I was a little disappointed with Fox's coverage.
Yeah,
I really was. I mean, you saw the touchdown pass to Brandon Tate. Yeah. I thought it was the most unbelievable play I've seen live. Brady spinning around and throwing a blind pass right on the money. Going down the field, and Troy Aikman and whoever the color guy, touchdown, Brandon Tate.
We had a lot of complaints about that.
And to your point, the beautiful cheerleaders didn't get any air time. They spent a lot of time showing knuckleheads passed out in the stands, you know.
We did some great Halloween routines, even Monster Mash who spelled out B-O-O with the pom-poms at the end, you know.
Yep.
The Addams Family one was very good, too.
Addams Family, you know,
yep.
Thriller, we actually
Thriller.
Did a complete rip-off to the Michael Jackson Thriller routine.
It was
awesome.
That was my next question.
You know?
I was going to ask
yep.
if
someone
that
film that?
Did someone film it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. It's probably on YouTube by now. I don't know. Someone in the stands probably filmed it.
It was.
But
note to self.
It was a great routine.
Up.
It was so
it
fun
was.
Seeing the cheerleaders in all their unique costumes dancing to Michael Jackson's Thriller. Yeah. It was awesome. The fans
cool.
loved it. But
the crowd missed the laugh at the end of the song, though. That wasn't part of the routine.
No, but it was fun.
But they were fantastic.
Neat,
what about the foghorn?
That
was awesome. I love that touch.
That's all new now.
Yeah,
going forward.
Yeah, there was a I think it was a Jason Dvorkin idea.
Good call. Well, on
you know,
that.
I didn't know what that was. I heard it when I was watching the game on TV.
Kudos to Dvorkian.
We had a lot of people actually to write in and who didn't really understand.
I thought
what
it was the Viking horn because at the Viking games they
the
have
feasting horn.
I thought it might have been that.
It wasn't a vuvuzela,
and I was not happy.
But
did they write in if they weren't there?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That I think that's what most people were writing in. But all we used it for was like on third downs, you know, goal line situations
yep.
when we're on defense to get the crowd jacked up.
Yep.
And would show the lighthouse
yeah.
on the jumbotron to kind of reinforce the idea.
Yep.
That was awesome.
So I think for those who were there,
they definitely
understood it, and not only that, they responded to it.
Yep.
Big time. Yeah, yep. they loved it. That was awesome. Awesome.
Yep.
That was a great idea.
And it did come over on the broadcast when
I heard it.
Saw it. Yeah.
And I thought maybe some psycho Minnesota fan brought some kind of
thank you, Fox.
Yeah. I thought that was great.
Did you notice any favorite costumes in the stands?
I love the guys who were dressed up as Mr. Kraft. That was classic.
That
did
was
you
awesome.
See them?
No,
there were like
12
guys
there was like
12 right in the front.
Really?
Light
yeah.
blue shirt with the
Shoot.
White collar,
white collar,
red tie, all had
tie.
Gray hair.
Yep.
Classic costumes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Video, all in a row.
There was a video on Boston.com that they did in the parking lots and in the stadium of people wearing costumes and doing different things. That was pretty funny, but I did not see those
Yeah,
guys.
Right in the front. Right where Mr. Kraft stands at the beginning of the
oh,
game,
really?
Right pregame.
He,
yeah.
he graciously went over and shook their hands.
Yeah, he went
had
down.
To.
That was nice of him. Yep.
I did not see that on TV.
Yeah, I'm surprised yep. it wasn't
on. It's the stuff
on.
You miss when you're not yep. there.
I know,
you're sitting
I know.
At home
taking
eating
the
potato chips
off.
On the couch like we talked about last time. You got
to
work on
I
that.
I have a medical note from my doctor says I can't come to any games.
Gotcha. Don't want him to catch pneumonia, then he can't do
I
the
stay
show.
At home, I watch on TV, and I shop at PatriotsProShop.com.
There you go.
We had Alan and Carlos from The Hangover in our section.
That's awesome.
You did?
And he had the beard, he had the baby strapped on the front, he had the sunglasses.
That's a good costume.
Yeah.
Good.
There was a Brad Childress, too.
Brad Childress.
He was a dead ringer, wasn't he?
He was phenomenal.
He looked exactly like the guy.
Yeah.
All
the way down to the laminated play sheet.
Really?
He had a laminated color-coded play sheet.
Love the attention
mustache,
to detail.
The headset. He looked phenomenal.
On that video I saw on Boston.com, they had there was a whole bunch of people dressed up with Moss wigs. They didn't have the Moss mask, like I own. They had just a wig. And the 84 Viking shirts. Yep. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I figured there would be a lot more in the stands of Moss. I figured it would be full.
Yeah, it wasn't a rag fest on Moss this time.
No,
you know.
No. Yeah, but I wouldn't look at that as a rag fest. I thought that would be funny. I mean, I thought, whether it's even a compliment. I thought there would be a lot more. Maybe there were just none left in the pro shop. I don't know.
Well,
but
we were definitely sold out of them.
The Moss Mask? We've been out of that for a while.
But it would have been a nice thing to see the entire lower level as Moss.
Right. I expected a lot more.
I wore that mask to one game 2 years ago, and I couldn't believe how much attention it got. It was ridiculous. I had to put it inside my jacket after a while because it was becoming a
problem. It's not the easiest thing to watch a game with,
because
the eyes are kind of small, right?
And you breathe funny when you're wearing that heavy plastic mask and stuff. But literally people were having their pictures taken with me. And, you know, it was fun for about the first 20 minutes. I'm like, all
right,
get this
right. Now I want to watch a game. This is not fun anymore.
Get away from me.
Exactly. Good. So, Jim, you got a bucket of goodies there?
I do. We figured because Tracy was coming in and we don't have a female voice on the show anymore. So as a special guest, we'd go over some of our ladies' gear. And I brought some examples that we can go over. Should we start that now? Are we ready for that?
Sure. Mike's going to blow off the show, so we might as well.
Tracy might be right. Maybe Mike's not coming at all.
I am right. But I think maybe, what's the bet? Can we? I don't like to just say it. I mean, there's always got to be some type of a bet. What do we get?
I don't know.
Mike's got to do something.
I'd like to give out Mike's personal cell phone number over the air.
That's it.
Ask everyone to call him.
Okay, that's it. Call him at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning.
That's something we could do.
Let's
think about that.
Let's not think about it. Let's just do it.
Or at least
his
email address so everyone can email him saying how disappointed they were that he wasn't.
If anybody has any ideas of what we can do to Mike, you can send us an email here at webradio@patriots.com or give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline. 508-543-7482.
Because it's personal.
It is personal. We probably shouldn't give out MikeP@patriots.com and ask people to mail that address because that would be wrong.
That would be wrong.
So I'm not going to ask you to mail MikeP@patriots.com.
MikeP@patriots.com.
We're not going to ask anyone to email Mike. And
tell him what a slacker he is
for not showing.
Mike's not here, are we doing trivia today? Or are we skipping the whole thing?
I think we can still do trivia.
Oh, we'll still come up with
something. We already have an email.
Yes, we do. You want me to start with this?
Shoot for it.
Sure.
Let's go with the email.
Go for the gold.
I got an email here from Brent. It says, hey there, quick sort of odd question, but with Reebok losing the NFL contract, does that mean that when the contract ends, all the Reebok stuff will go on clearance?
That's a good question.
Also, do the companies, Reebok and Nike, have something to do with design of the uniforms, or is that strictly team-driven?
That's a phenomenal question.
That's a very good question.
That might be the best one we've had since I've been here.
It's a very good question, and I have no answer for you. So, Jim, what's he got?
Well, I do know that the uniform doesn't change, because you guys told us that when this whole thing first got announced. You and Ken explained that.
Yeah, when it comes to the team uniform, the team has a lot to do with it.
Right.
I mean, they may tweak it some for performance down on the field, which might translate to some on the fan side, but generally it's more team-specific.
It's interesting to think what might happen to the current inventory.
Again,
that doesn't take effect until 2012.
Right.
So.
Right, yeah, we still have Reebok all through next year, and as part of the agreement, there are sell-off periods. I'm not sure exactly what those dates are. They haven't been communicated with us yet, but there will be time that we can transition and get the Nike stuff in and the Reebok stuff out. So as for discounts, I don't think there's been a determination on that at this time, but having said that, maybe in 2012 there might be.
We have a whole season worth of stuff to buy from Reebok before we even get to that.
Exactly. And I guess a lot depends on the lockout too. If the labor agreement doesn't go through and there is a lockout, and there's obviously no football being played, depending on how long that goes, there's a lot of variables.
You know what
I
bet we'll still have for sale anyway? The Patriots cheerleader calendar.
That'll always sell.
Lockout, no lockout, Reebok, Nike.
Sell.
Swoosh, no swoosh, we'll still have that.
Absolutely.
And it will be a big seller.
Year in,
we've been selling a ton of those recently. I think maybe because we're heading toward the year, November hit.
Christmas, great Christmas.
Phenomenal
gifts. We sell a ton online absolutely. Right when it first comes out, and then there's a little bit of a lull, and all of a sudden it's stormed back.
Well, and also common sense. I mean, it starts in January.
Yeah.
So
right.
the calendar, you know, you're getting to that time where you need to throw your old one away, and buy a new one for the new year.
Speaking of which, that picture on the, and I know it's radio, so I'll sort of try to explain, but the picture of the calendar that's in the studio is from this year. Is I can't tell what month. It's going to be November. Is that November? Did they switch it over?
I believe that is, yes.
So November 2010, Julia, that's my favorite picture of that calendar.
Is it?
I love that picture.
You
She's
love
like
it?
Sitting on these stairs. It's
oh,
like this,
that was a fun one. Look at how pretty. She's
like
classically beautiful.
Yes.
She's supposed to look like she's just hanging out. You know, just chilling on the stairs, and you know, it was just an easy
that's what
shot.
I love about
that
calendar
really
is that it's every picture is so different.
Yeah.
From, it's not here's a girl near the water.
Right.
Here's a girl turning from behind, looking at the water. Yeah. Here's a girl getting hit with the water. It's not like that. You know, it's got
scouting locations is the hardest part of the calendar. Trying to make it, you know, you're at one all-inclusive resort.
No, I just want to go on the trip.
Don't we all?
Yeah, you can be the scout.
I actually
then.
Did play
Find
cheerleader photographer recently. We Tracy was nice enough to hook us up with a couple of cheerleaders to do some advertising shots that we use for web ads, PFW ads,
newsletters,
things. We used one in a newsletter recently, and so I got
Jim's
to play.
Christmas card.
Tracy sees me upstairs. She goes, "So who's doing the shoot?" And I looked, and I go, "Well, I am."
Like a motive, I see.
She didn't look so thrilled at the whole project when she found out.
Creepily glances.
Who's doing the shoot? Yeah. I'm thinking, oh boy, here we go.
I am.
And Tracy's gracious enough to let us borrow a girl or two during the season to do the item of the week, which has been a hit on the big screen.
You know, the problem we had was that ladies' stuff. If we don't get quality images from Reebok, which we don't for half the stuff, the images, you can't tell that it's a women's item. It doesn't, if it's not on a figure. The ones we get from Reebok, you know, they're form fitted, you can tell that it's a woman's item. But right next to a men's item, if they're sort of flat images, you can't even tell.
Can you not talk with your hands during this?
Why is it? Is it causing a problem?
He's showing figures and he's. You've already talked about, I don't know.
This is radio, not TV.
This is radio.
Maybe it was the term flat image.
I don't know. I don't know what he's saying here. It's just,
I understand what he's saying. And yes, a lot of times it does take a female
I'm
model
thinking
to
about
it.
I'm just thinking about how he, you know, he was supposed to be doing the, you know, the shoot and all of a sudden his Christmas card and his kids come out and his dog is there.
right.
The cheerleaders.
My
I
personal Facebook site is me with cheerleaders.
I know his motive.
And girls, I'd like you to meet my wife and kids. You mind taking a quick picture? All right.
And Grandpa Joe. Right.
And Grandpa Joe.
And there's the Christmas tree. This
can you drop the
Christmas.
Pom-poms and hold this season's greetings sign?
Here's some shots of the cheerleaders on the field. Here's some shots in my living room.
He immediately goes up like 100 friends on Facebook after posting that.
Right.
I've got you figured out, Jim. And where's Mike?
Mike was at that photo shoot.
Officially 20 minutes late.
Oh, so he can make the photo shoot on time, but he can't make his own radio.
Well, you said 20 minutes early.
If I was listening, I'd send an email to mikep@patriots.com and complain about that.
Right. The phone number. I'm going to start giving out the first three digits. 508.
The trivia question.
Let me know when 20 more minutes go by.
Yeah. Cell phone number.
It starts out as 508. I'll get back to you in a few minutes with the rest.
The clock is ticking, Mike.
The Bills claimed Sean Merriman off waivers.
Really?
We're still waiting for word on Moss.
They were first for both, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to get drugs out of Canada, and they're right near the border.
There you go. Just.
I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
Slush them, slosh them over
that
the falls.
That was inappropriate. That should not have come out of my mouth.
In a barrel, just like those crazy guys who go in a barrel.
Yeah, that might work if Kevin's going to give us breaking news on the show about the Moss situation. You just gave us breaking news on Merriman.
Hopefully something. Comes
hopefully, in
soon.
The next half hour, 45 minutes, we'll hear Moss's situation. Good job, Kevin.
I thought I already heard that the Titans put a. Didn't you say the
Titans put a claim in? But they were 22nd in the process, so there could have been a team well before 22nd that could have.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So is that because who's their receiver? Britt, he's hurt. That's
Kenny Britt got hurt. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny the wording they use too, because they're like, ESPN will use and the league will use. The Bills are awarded Sean Merriman like he's some sort of trophy. Here you go, last place winless Buffalo. We will award you Sean Merriman for sucking the best.
Lights out.
The lights
See,
are on.
Jeff's doing the lights out dance in the studio, and you're giving
See,
me a hard time for
great
visuals.
Yeah, but that's what I expect of Jeff.
Yeah,
I expect more from you, Jim.
All right, I'll try.
Yeah, you work for an esteemed website. What's that?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Yeah, thank you. So you need to represent it properly.
That's true. I apologize again 1,000 times.
MikeP@Patriots.com.
5086. All right. We're getting there.
Guess
we'll find out how much voicemail one of our mailboxes can hold.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so we'll talk.
The door to the studio just opened.
I'm the winner. And what was the bet?
Was there an over-under?
Tracy makes me dinner?
That you definitely lose on that bet. Even if I made it,
there are no
you,
winners.
There would be
yeah,
not.
If Mike's here, there are no winners.
There would be a winner, right?
Wow,
I really
regret giving out Mike's email address on the air, MikeP@Patriots.com.
I'm not going to regret giving out his phone number. I'm not going to regret giving out his phone number, even if he shows.
Well, he hasn't quite entered
the
studio
yet. I can
always
lock it.
All right. Well, so. You know, that's not a bad. Is there a lock on that?
Could
there
we?
There isn't.
This is not a secure facility.
It should be.
He'll find his way in.
Mike, we're just talking about product. Look at this nice fleece.
The cheerleaders have that fleece.
They
love
do?
It.
This is
yes.
the
it's
overlay
awesome.
Micro fleece?
Yes.
Is that this one?
Yes.
Looks great on.
It is a great fleece.
It's really comfortable.
You know what's neat? It's like micro fleece front, and the back is like a nylon back.
Yeah.
So it's different. You know,
bright
and
red.
And it's got the...
And it's cut in on the sides with the red very slimming. That's
yep.
what we like
yes.
about it. It's beautiful.
Yep.
That is the overlay micro fleece.
Mm.
You can find it under women outerwear. At PatriotsPoShop.com.
It's one of the cheerleaders' favorite
overlay.
Pieces.
Overlay would bring it up, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think you put that item online, so you tell me.
I think I did.
So that's a cool one, and it's seasonal. Right now is a good time to wear something like that.
Absolutely. And what about the, did you look up the item number for that satin jacket that we talked about that the cheerleaders wore for the second half of the game? Did you look that up?
Yes, we will look at that.
Oh, you will look at that.
Yes.
Yeah, we tried to
yes.
find it. It's,
okay.
not, it's currently not on the
currently
website, so
not
we're
available.
Going
to
find out
yeah.
why.
Okay,
we
find
out
what that
why,
is. We'll talk about that at the next show.
Absolutely. Yep. Definitely.
When news breaks, we break it. Patriots.com radio.
Sources are confirming Chris Mortensen of ESPN is saying that Moss is a Titan.
Wow. Breaking news right there. Randy Moss is a Tennessee Titan.
And we still have Moss jerseys on sale at PatriotsProShop.com.
Yes, we do. And in the store.
I think we have
but
Moss,
we don't know where that is.
I think
is.
We have Moss bobbleheads left, too.
Yeah, we got Moss bobbleheads.
That's a
yeah.
great item to buy because you can just flick them right in the head anytime you feel like it. Every time he comes on the air and says something stupid, you can just flick
you
your Moss bobblehead,
flick your bobblehead
right in the head.
Yeah, we got those half price, right?
I believe they're, what
or
I,
even less?
I don't know, $5 or something?
Yeah,
10,
something
10,
like that.
I don't know.
Wow.
They're definitely on a clearance.
Off the
Titan
look.
Now, huh?
So.
Yeah, so get your Moss bobblehead at PatriotsPoShop.com.
Wow.
Flick him right in the head.
Tennessee, do we play Tennessee? No.
I don't think we do.
No.
Maybe in the playoffs.
Oh, possibly.
Wouldn't that be
that's
sweet?
True.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
That for the third time in a different uniform, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish he had gone to a team that that already had a bye so he'd play in another game this year. Remember, because he went to Minnesota right after our bye?
Yeah, he would have played in 17 games anyway. Yeah. Actually, oh, yeah, Tennessee's got their bye this week.
Oh, so,
yeah, so he'll finally get his bye. Right. He won't play in 17. Oh,
he'll
bad.
Actually get a bye.
Yeah, he will actually
yeah,
get a bye.
Yeah, because if they had their bye the week before. Oh, yeah, see, that would have been nice.
Yeah. Right.
Overwork him.
So there is love for Randy Moss out there. Some team wanted him.
Yeah, well, broken clocks right twice a day, Jeff. So this shirt is a great lady's shirt. This is the, what is this one called? I remember this. It's the fifth. Two for top.
Yes.
Long
I haven't
sleeve.
Seen that one yet. That's
a
nice.
Great, that's a great shirt. Hold on. Breaking news. Mike Perriello's in the studio.
News breaks,
sorry.
We break
the show
it. Patriots.com radio.
Mike, I have something we need to tell you.
What do you got?
Tracy gave out your email address on the air.
Oh, that's interesting.
And your phone number.
And your phone number.
All right.
Just part of the phone.
It's already ringing off the hook.
Well, this is the third time she's been on here, and you haven't
three times,
joined the
Mike.
Show.
I had to show up.
The girl
three
was,
times,
the,
Mike.
The woman was in tears.
You know, what is? Why don't you just tell everybody now? You have a chance
it's
to
personal.
Speak
we your, know it's personal.
Speak
so.
Your mind. What is it? Tell
the floor
everybody
is yours.
What the
well,
problem is.
What was so important?
That you couldn't be here on time, Mike.
I have another radio show. It's Red Mite Football, the entire show. Pee-wee football, whatever you want to call it.
Is it Red Mite football or is it Pee-wee football? What is it?
Well, that's the name of our team is the Red Mites. But we'll get into that later. But did you hear the theory that was going on that actually I kind of threw it out there? Neither one of us has been in here at the same time, so there was rumor that we were the same person.
But we're not, thank God.
Now they know.
Now we know.
And I know both of us right now are saying, thank God.
That, but I said it out loud.
Yes.
Right.
Damn it. And first.
And I, right. And I really meant it.
You should.
Is she giving good input?
Is who giving good input?
Trace.
Of course.
On the product. Is she ripping it?
We had a discussion about our photo shoot with the cheerleaders.
Yeah, you were on time for that one, weren't you?
Yeah, you were greeting them at the
Interesting.
Door.
Interesting.
You were greeting them
Jeff
at the door.
Jeff and Jim, three cheerleaders. Well, that's how it goes. Go ahead. Don't let me.
We're just going over some great women's gear. We figured since we had a female presence with us today, which we haven't had the luxury of having all that often, that we would get Tracy's opinion on some of the ladies' items that
yeah.
we have.
Good.
That was our plan for the day.
She does have a good eye for it.
She does. Look at her. She dresses nice.
I have a good eye for it because the cheerleaders buy half the stuff in the pro shop.
They do.
So this is number one shoppers.
You sell a lot of these ones?
Oh, that's an outstanding piece.
The fifth twofer?
Yep.
That layered look is very popular.
Yeah, it is. That sort of cranberry. Is that cranberry?
Yeah, it's like kind of a rusty cranberry color. It's great. Yep. I love it.
It's got a sort of classic screen print design on the front.
I think I need to go buy it.
That's a good. It will look good on you.
We just redid the women's section.
You did?
Yeah, we just kind of revamped it.
Really?
With all the outerwear.
Nice.
So.
You ever move stuff around just for the sake of moving it?
Moving it. Some new stuff.
Keeping it fresh.
Oh, it looks good. Cha-ching.
Didn't look so good when I came down at lunch.
Well, we were in the process of moving it.
All right, well, now I understand why.
You keep your website all fresh.
There's always
clean,
a little
right?
friction
yes,
trace
we do.
Between
yes, we
the
do.
Two of us.
Well.
Between the you and me, Mike?
No, the online store and the pro shop.
Well, there's friction between you and I, too, because you blow me off every single time I'm on this show. Mike, apparently,
I have no...
the common denominator in friction at this Gillette Stadium is you.
Ooh, that's true.
Right? I think I'm right.
I got a lot to rebuild.
I suggest some lube. That gets rid of friction.
What?
Oh.
Grease.
Freaky.
Grease.
Okay.
Like a bearing
okay.
wheel.
Good God.
Like
this
I
is
said.
Gone to the toilet already.
I was just going to buy her flowers or something.
If you haven't noticed, Kevin, my MO
flowers,
for
Mike.
The last 5 weeks
can
has been...
Can I please just have flowers?
Should I just go ahead and read only, the other email we
I
got?
I only want flowers.
I've been trying to get kicked off the show for 3 weeks.
Just flowers,
nothing
please.
Seems to do it. I swore 3 weeks ago. I used a derogatory term last week, and I've yet to get the call from HR or my boss.
It's on its
so
way.
So I'm kicking it up a notch.
I only want flowers.
I have a lot to do. It's the holiday season.
Yes, who doesn't want, you know, some flowers and a tube of lube during the holiday season?
I don't.
PatriotsProShop.com doesn't just run itself.
Valentine's Day. Nice.
You know what? That is the last thing to give a girl on Valentine's Day.
Right. Lilacs and lube.
I just wanted to say that I didn't say any of these things. Any of these. I just said to reduce
you
friction.
You brought up the lube.
I just said to reduce
friction.
Is the
show almost over?
No.
No, we're not even halfway
is it time
through
to
yet.
Go?
This is the point where it turns bad.
We might be close to a break, though.
Why is the clock coming up?
No breaks.
What's this one called again?
But, Trace, you may have already talked about it, but overall, don't you think the women's... I mean, you've been here a long time. I've been here a long time. Just how it's changed.
So much better.
Since the old stadium,
it now actually looks like women's apparel. Before, it almost was like unisex. It was men's, women's. You couldn't even tell the difference. It was basically, it seemed before, like it was... you know, men's T-shirts and kind of a anything goes could be man's. It's awesome now. So much to choose from. You could
to
go
your point,
every week and
I
buy
think,
everything.
I think the first pink T-shirt we had that came in was a men's tee. It was a men's size. It was just pink.
Right.
Yeah, we used to just order heavy on smalls.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And just order heavy on smalls.
That's a lady's shirt.
I'm
yeah.
telling you now, you don't. There's so much to choose from. You.
Yep.
Too much to choose from, almost. You can't even decide.
When I started here in 05, the ladies' aisle in the internet section was one aisle and then a half of another aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's over three full aisles worth
right.
of stuff. I mean, it's just amazing how much it's expanded.
Tons to choose from. It's not overlooked.
And
I
it
mean,
moves. We have harder time keeping ladies' stuff on the shelf than we do most of the mm-hmm. men's stuff. Now.
Yep, absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah, cool. I agree.
Good input, Mike. So
there you go.
This is a great one. This is the ladies' throwback end zone top, and it's almost like a baseball shirt, right?
Yeah,
yep.
That's
got
cute.
Buttons.
Is it buttons on the front?
Yeah, that's buttons. Like
nice.
Almost halfway, more than a quarter way down. Long sleeve.
Trace, the girls like the thin material?
They do because they like to layer.
Ooh.
So they like the thin because they'll always wear a shirt underneath it. You know, a tank underneath it too. Layering's
gotcha.
Big, so.
So thin's okay.
Yep, thin's good.
Thin
yeah, it gives them
in.
Options. They
thin
can wear
to
it.
Win.
Yep. Thin to win.
For those of you that like the game of golf out there.
Here's another one that's sort of similar. It's almost that baseball.
This is the tri-blend tea.
Yeah, yeah, these have been really popular. It's a three-quarter sleeve, like really more like a baseball shirt even than the last one.
That'll always be in style, that baseball look.
Classic sort of script logo on
script
the front.
Script sweep.
Yep, that's a great shirt.
Yep.
And again, it's thin like that. You can layer it with a whole bunch of
other
stuff.
Yeah, that tri-blend material is becoming quite popular.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly has, Jeff.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm glad you're noticing it. You're the buyer. I should make a note of this.
That's what they tell me anyway. I just...
He's just reading from a book.
Yeah, exactly. The tri-blend is a form-fitting...
let's see what else we got here. This is the breakout fleece. It's a micro fleece. Navy with red accents, red piping, red lines down the sleeves.
Look at Jim with his terms. Wow.
Yep. Piping. I learned it from watching you, Jeff.
Piping.
That's similar to the other one, but different. It's just got the stripes down the sleeve. Doesn't have the satin or the kind of the nylon in the back, so it makes it different enough. You've got a choice.
But it's like super soft.
Yep.
Too.
It looks super soft.
I can't stop touching it.
Oh my gosh. You see? It's
You're trying really hard, aren't you?
Here with get it away from Scollins.
Oh my.
Good thing you're in the corner of the studio.
Well, I'm glad I'm sitting across over here.
I might just get kicked off the show again.
He's trying.
Keep going,
Jimmy. If I get kicked off before Black Friday, that would be ideal.
Ooh.
Very busy for us.
That's a busy, busy day, right?
Yes.
Very busy.
Trace, do the
we
girls.
Have this one. We have this
Is that
item.
A side
that's
one?
Why that's why we brought it.
We have this, we love this item.
Jeff mentioned that and we grabbed it.
A lot of your girls wear this stuff, like at practice and stuff?
Yeah, we wear it every practice. This is a practice item that we wear, and we have some of the promotional cheerleaders who wear it on the sidelines. This one that Jim is about to hold up now.
Throwback Letterman hood.
Looks awesome.
Nice.
It's a full zip, red-bodied, white-sleeve throwback sweatshirt.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
With a hood.
Looks really cool, yeah.
Jeff, you got one?
Patriots down the sleeve. It would look fetching on Jeff.
Mm.
Fetching. I like
That's
it.
Right.
You can wear it with navy sweats. You can wear it with jeans. You can wear it with white warm-ups. It's awesome. Looks great. Different. I love the throwback.
What size ladies do you think you'd need, Jeff, if it was something you were looking at?
He likes to wear them tight. He likes them extra small.
He just won't be able to zip it.
He likes them extra small.
Get that chest hair caught, zipping it.
Does this fat man in a little coat.
Oh,
yeah, fat guy in a little coat.
Try to blend in with the cheerleaders.
But no, this is a really cool one, though.
Yeah,
I really
we love
like
it. The girls love it. They were excited. And do you know that if you open it up inside, there's a little bandana inside?
Right.
Oh, that thing.
It was a little surprise. It was a little treat when they
What do you
opened
do with
it.
That bandana?
It's a rally towel.
Oh.
Mike.
Jim, do it. Maybe we'll just get
Go ahead.
Crazy.
Yeah, give us a visual. You've been giving us a
little
visual.
Jeff's going to have to put it on now, and I'm going to take a picture with my fancy
it's
phone.
It's not like a
do-rag. Put it up on our Facebook site.
Why don't you just shut your big yapper?
See? That's perfect.
You
also have this in regular. Do the girls only have this in throwback? Because there's a Flying Elvis version.
I had a choice. I chose throwback.
Nice.
I chose throwback.
For those who want the current logo, there's a same
Is that because you're older?
Thing. Comes in a navy.
Oh.
Jim is speaking.
Oh, no, you
disarm.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah, don't. You do?
As Jim was trying to say, it comes in a navy with the Elvis logo.
A lot of nerve for a guy that showed up.
I'm a throwback guy.
Yeah.
If you found any of that offensive, you can mail Mike P. at patriots.com.
508-697. I'll give you the rest later.
I might get kicked off, but he'll never miss the show.
My call's forwarded.
These are a brand new item.
Those are awesome.
These are the... I wrote it down, I thought. No,
Snowflake pants.
I'm sorry.
Those are the
Broadway
ones Mike wore to work yesterday.
You know, they're called Broadway, but I think online I even referred to them as a snowflake.
Yeah, that's a snowflake.
They have really cool snowflakes.
Broadway, why would they be Broadway?
Patriot. Ask Ken, you know.
Yeah, that's got to be a Flanders thing.
He probably ran out of towns in Maine to name things after, so he just went with Broadway.
Just started opening the dictionary.
It's probably
Broadway.
Flanders has cooties.
Oak tree.
We could call Cement. Ken. We could call Ken and ask him why he named it Broadway. But they're really cool.
The roadkill sweatpants.
Yeah, I love those.
It's a festive item.
Yeah, fun.
You know, it's little snowflakes all over it and a Patriot logo.
Makes you think about Christmas.
Oh, but nice. Cold, though, huh?
Seasonal.
Yeah. Seasonal.
It is cold.
Yeah.
It's cold in the tunnel.
What do they wear? Well, the girls have the whole winter.
Oh, we've got Reebok hooks us right up.
Really?
You know? Much to the fans' dismay, probably, in December when they've got the winter coats on. And, you know, it's so funny. The fans are like, why are you wearing the winter coats when it's, you know, the middle of the winter and all you can see
while
are their
they have a winter
little
coat
eyes.
On.
You can see they've got ski goggles on, gloves, scarves, you know.
And they're decked out like the kid
the
on
first
a Christmas
season,
story.
The first season Gillette Stadium was built, a buddy of mine, well, me and four of my buddies, were sitting in our seats and we were in the end zone on the south side. And the cheerleaders came by and they did their two-minute routine. And it was the first time it got really cold. It was in December and they were wearing those puffy jackets. And my buddy goes, that right there is why we should have built a dome.
<That's great.
laughs> And I thought, he's right, you know.
But the winter gear that Reebok gives us is beautiful. So, you know, they're nice and warm and they look great.
Well,
while
trending with the warm stuff, I brought two knit hats as well.
Reversible.
And this is the reversible. Do you guys have this?
We do.
This is red on one side and it says Patriots in white print. Kind of
love
a
it.
Fuzzy look to it.
Scrippish like.
And you can reverse it.
Yep.
Through the magic of fashion.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Gotta
and it's
cut
got,
the tag
and it's got
off.
A big fuzzy Patriot logo on the
yep.
other side. And it's navy.
Love it.
So navy on one side, red on the other. So, Mike, that means it could go with almost anything.
Ooh.
Even that jacket you're wearing right now?
Even I'll the snowflake it. Pants.
That I'm wearing?
I could see you in the snowflake pants.
I don't think I've ever seen Mike in a winter hat because it'll destroy his perfect
I'll
little hair.
I don't know if I've seen Mike wear a hat.
Yeah. I have seen I've seen a regular
hair.
Cap.
I used to walk up hills and in the snow. We don't wear hats.
Both ways in the snow.
On my hands, right.
And then the last item I have, well, the last
oh, this
apparel
cute.
I
you know a lot of guys
is a brand
bought
new
that.
Item. Bought this hat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's a pom-pom hat. Belichick started wearing the pom-pom hat.
I'm not
going to
use that term
it.
Again this week, but it's not right for a man to wear this hat.
Right.
This is the retro
there is nothing wrong with a man
striped.
Wearing that hat.
It's not for men. First off, it's smaller.
It's cuter on a girl, but there's nothing wrong
imagine
with a man
like
wearing
Slattery
that hat.
With this on his head, that huge melon is.
He's popping up.
He could tape three around.
Yeah, he would need three of these to cover that thing.
Here comes the email.
That's a really cute hat.
I just want to make sure he's paying attention. He's back in the warehouse.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd make sure he's paying attention. But he's got a big head.
That's I thought it's an interesting blue.
That's why, it's a lighter blue.
Yeah.
That's why it's a ladies hat.
Yeah, I
it's
love
cool.
it.
It's a retro style. It's even though the way the logo is written is
yeah,
sort of
different.
A retro. This looks like it could have been made in 1978.
Yeah.
You know.
Which absolutely.
Is cool. And the last item that we brought along.
Bring it out.
Is the spa gift set.
Does it have lube?
Oh. You know, it's like a circle.
Mike, that's inappropriate.
Yeah. If you look at
especially
it.
Especially when we have a female guest in the studio.
Well, why don't you tell
you
us what's in
the
there?
I may send an email to
today.
Mike P. at patriots.com and complain about that.
You're giving
at
out some poor guy. At
508-697-42.
I think it's odd that Tracy has Mike's phone number memorized.
Yeah.
I just want to know what's up with that, personally.
So what is that last item you got, Jim?
This is the spa gift set. It's got a natural brown sugar scrub.
Oh, boy.
I guess you use that to get clean. Is that what you do with
that's the rumor.
Is that
no,
for your is that a face?
It exfoliates.
A
scrub exfoliates.
I think Jeff
it's
needs
not
to be exfoliating.
Clean.
Yeah. I could use a good exfoliating. I'll be very honest with you.
It's nothing better, right?
With the scrub, you exfoliate. Men, you should
so
know
it's,
this.
So it's not a facial thing. It's literally
it's like body.
An all-over thing.
Yes, you exfoliate
for pores?
Your dead
like
skin.
My pores?
No, you're like your elbows. Your clay-like elbows.
Oh, ooh, that's a little insulting.
Well.
Jeff has clay-like elbows.
Yeah, she wasn't saying me specifically.
She looked right at your elbow, and so did you.
They're covered up.
And she's laughing.
I bet you if you feel your elbows, they probably feel like clay. Let me feel. Oh, my. That's so clay-like.
Boy.
Yeah, exfoliate those elbows. Do yours?
Look, no. Look at mine.
Yours is smooth like a baby's elbow.
Whoa.
Smooth like a baby something. I don't know about elbows.
Mike, do you have clay-like elbows?
I don't think so.
Of course he does.
Of course you do. So.
Yeah, I think I may.
They've been sitting in pizza crust all day.
I dip them in red sauce for 4 hours.
Uh-oh.
What? There's no uh-oh.
This might be the remove Scollins from the studio call.
Yeah, this is, yeah. This is it. This
gonna,
is secure.
One we've all been waiting for.
Uh-oh. I'm
going to pack up my stuff.
Can somebody please escort him up to HR?
I'm going to take my exfoliating scrub and head out on out of here.
But, hey, have people been buying that?
Oh, like crazy?
Christmas
no,
gift.
For real?
Oh, like crazy?
Okay. Stocking stuff.
We've sold a ton. So I'll tell you the rest of it after the call.
No.
Oh, all right.
This
all right. It
facial
has Mediterranean
scrub.
Sea salts.
Nice.
What do you do with those?
Put that in the bath.
Really?
You soak in it. Just
will
relaxes
that,
you.
Will that cure my clay-like elbows?
Nothing will cure your clay-like elbows.
You need
to
lube.
Show them to me.
Oh, inappropriate.
A lot of lube.
Is it almost time for me to go?
No. Did I tell you this is a two-hour show today?
It feels like
it. Goat's milk and honey lotion.
I don't know what you do with
that
goat's milk.
That might fix Jeff's clay-like odors.
That's what I need.
That's
right,
kind of Iowa-like, isn't it?
It'd need a whole goat.
Yeah.
And some Patriot nail polish, red and, and navy.
Red and navy?
Team,
nice.
Team
it comes
colors.
Wrapped up
team
in this colors. Little mesh-like bag. That. With a.
Am I on the right show? Did I walk into the wrong
with
studio?
With a pretty little white ribbon on it. It's a great gift.
I hope somebody buys me that gift for Christmas. Mike,
if you're a significant
you
other, your wife, girlfriend, sister, mother.
Somebody needs to buy me that.
Yeah.
Iowan. Okay. You want to buy something nice for them? I recommend.
An Iowan?
I just threw that in there. I didn't think anyone would notice.
Iowan.
Wife, sister, mother, girlfriend.
Iowan.
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 I don't think that's a word.
You,
Iowan with
it's a
clay
great,
elbows.
Why, you don't sell these in the store?
Claybos. Yeah, we do.
I think they're called claybos. Yeah.
Claybos.
I don't remember what the price is on this, but it's very reasonably priced, and it's just a great item for a female fan.
Nice.
Jim's opening a day spa on Newberry Street in Boston.
When we do our gift show, when you guys do the gift show a few weeks from now and I'm listening over in my warehouse, you can bring this up again.
Bring it up. That's a great
You mean your living
item.
Room.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
In a van down by the river.
That's right. I can run PatriotsProShop.com from anywhere, Jeff. I don't need to be here.
Tracy, you play fantasy football?
No.
No.
Nope.
If you played fantasy football and you lost 189 to 97, would you cry and be upset?
No.
Oh.
Jeff, you like football.
Jeff did.
I'm not crying. Not crying at all.
You have claybos. You should cry over that.
I
will cry over my claybos.
You should. I'd be crying if I had claybos like
Kevin,
that.
Kevin, didn't you say we had a phone call?
We do. We don't get many. I think we should go to
And I have a question.
Might be a host to take a phone call.
I even have music all queued up for him.
Oh, okay. Can I have the music? Uh-oh. Can I say joining us now?
Maybe it's
one of those.
Maybe
all right. It's this.
Should we guess who it is?
No. Joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline is the head coach, not of the New England Patriots, I took it a step up, is the head coach of the 2010 Super Bowl champ Red Mites of North Attleboro.
All right,
Mr. Chip Poirier. Chip, you there?
I am here.
Yeah. Are you in the?
I am here.
You probably left work and you're driving early, driving home early, right?
No, this is like the fourth interview today, so we got to make this
He's doing the circuit.
I get the fan calling me next.
Chip, do you have clay elbows, Chip?
Say that again, please.
Do you have clay elbows?
I don't.
Okay, good.
Nice job. You must exfoliate.
Yeah.
You said the fans.
No, he's big on that.
The fans calling you next. Can you give them a message for me?
I can.
Yankees suck.
Oh. They do, yeah.
Well, that's
Thank you.
So Chip, I came into the show late, and like I told you guys and the other coaches,
very late.
I always give you an update. I always give the listeners an update as to what's going on with the Red Mites. The season is officially over. Tell us what happened the last game.
Well, the season is officially over. Are we talking about from the start of the game before the weigh-ins and all that, or?
Oh, no, I wasn't going there. I wasn't going there. But,
it was only an hour-long show.
There was a little scuffle. But
Well, we went up to Franklin and, a crosstown rival, a Division I team. We happened to be in Division II, and Franklin was a lot bigger, played a lot a lot of Division I opponents this year and had an outstanding season. Our team went in there and played their best game and had a fantastic day. We had a great turnout. Fans were going crazy, and the kids responded real well. We won 20-7.
That's right, guys.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Okay, this is well Trace. Done. This is the mic. You know, you could have kicked a little back. We didn't have cheerleaders.
Throw a handful of cheerleaders our way, a game
would have been
appreciated. Why don't they have cheerleaders?
Just
it would have been great to have cheerleaders. The parents made up for it, but without the wind, you know, if we didn't have the wind, I think we might have scored a little bit more. You know, we have a potent passing attack in the 7-8-9-year-old Mite League.
Yeah.
Chip,
nice.
Was there a Gatorade bath involved in this win?
You know, I was worried about that, but
how would they reach?
They're all seven. They just peed all over.
Because it was a little chilly.
It was a little chilly, but I'm pretty quick on my feet still, so they would have had to catch me. And you know.
Yeah.
This wasn't something that was...
You killed the dream. You would have run away from the Gatorade bath?
That would have been good.
I don't think they thought of it. Had they thought of it, I would have let them get me.
Yeah, that would have been
nice.
Good.
Oh, well
Damn
done.
It. Next year. So the Red Mites finished. I told you guys I gave props to all the coaches last year. But, you know, Chip was the head honcho. But if you recall, I did mention one thing that Chip did this season. This is the head coach. He ran over the equipment bag.
Yes.
Footballs, ice packs.
Cardinals.
Right. Yeah, so he's gonna be forever reminded.
I ran over a lawnmower once with a car.
That's
that
pretty
wasn't
bad.
A pleasant experience.
No.
Dad wasn't too happy about that
one.
15 beers.
Yeah. Well, that would do it.
Well, the thing is, as Mike was saying, I did run over the bag, but, you know, what was unfortunate is it was full of the ice packs, the footballs, and all the other equipment as well. So,
was that before the game or after?
That was actually in a practice, which is even worse.
We're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
Not a game. Not a game.
Practice?
Wow.
We're talking about practice, man.
That's bad news.
Not a game. Practice.
That's right.
It's just one of those things, like when you're doing it, you're in the midst of it, and you realize the whole bag is underneath your truck. Do you stop and get further abused by the guys that I coach with? Or do you just keep going?
I would have punched it and gone.
Just keep going.
But I made the executive decision to keep going. I would have. I've been abused ever since.
It was a scene out of a movie. I mean, kids were screaming, running. Like, he was just taking out lawn chairs, and it was bad.
Keep going. That's the best thing to do. Just go and run like there's no tomorrow.
But
the best part, one of the other coaches was just looking at me with his hands up, and he's like, seriously, what are you doing?
He's just waving out. See you guys.
See
you.
Good to go.
Bye-bye.
But, Chip, we got to do this again next year and keep this record going.
I would love to keep this group together. Yeah, so we finished up 7-1-1. Not that you are supposed to be looking at the scoreboard or the standings in the Mite League, but it's hard to not do that when the kids are always reminding you how well you're doing.
Have you been scouting the 5- and 6-year-olds to see if there's any young studs coming
that's
up?
That's the flag football league. That's where you scout.
Exactly. Yeah, so Mike's got that covered. You know, I don't know if Mike's informed you that Mike is helping coach in the flag football league. It's a strategic move we've had that –
Do any of the parents wonder what the hell you're doing there, watching a flag football game where your child isn't participating?
I'd be very
that
disturbed.
That doesn't go over so well these
days.
I'd be
very disturbed if Perriello was walking around my kid's playground watching the play.
With a clipboard, nonetheless, his hair slicked back.
Clown suit.
You know, I read in the papers, a lot of the pundits thought that the Red Mites would be all done after the injury to young Perriello.
Yeah, well, no.
But it's amazing they held it together and went on to be successful.
That's because of Chip. That's coaching right there.
Nice job, Chip.
No, please.
We knew it wasn't Mike.
No, definitely wasn't me.
Well, Mike was just it was sad to see Jack have to miss as much as he did. But to Jack's credit, he rebounded, and you know he went to every single practice and every single game with a cast on his arm. We called him Captain Jack going forward, and you know he was the captain for all of our games, and he was able to kick off the last two games.
Yeah,
the Dark team clearance to kick off. Yep.
Awesome.
So, Chip, if we're in the Mites next year, I am going to get Tracy. If she can't get the girls, it's going to be Tracy, Jeff, and Jim in cheerleader outfits. We'll figure those out.
I do have the legs.
And Mike. I'll be
coaching.
Mike, you can still put a cheerleader outfit on. Really, stop with your excuses.
You
they're lame
have
every
a pom-pom.
Time.
Odd this number of cheerleaders is bad luck. We need four.
Four it is.
Yeah, we'll just have to make sure you guys pass the Corey test. It sounds like you may not be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Mike will. Mike, Corey test, not passing.
Yeah. Jeff and Jim, the orange suits with the...
Yeah, I'm the bottom of the pyramid guy, I think.
Yeah. He's the red dot on the map when they send out that map.
Yeah.
But, well, Chip, I know you got... What's next? You got ESPN? I mean, what do you got?
I got the fan, and then Jeff Fisher and I were just talking. I did give him the green light to go ahead and grab Randy Moss. So
good.
He picked him up early today.
Smart. Yeah, you don't realize that a lot of NFL coaches consult with Pop Warner coaches.
It makes sense.
It
means obvious.
They're scouting them, too, just like everybody.
Right.
They start early.
You know.
We put a claim, but the Red Mites don't have a budget, unfortunately. We don't have the $100 budget.
Today's Red Mite is tomorrow's NFL player.
That's right.
It's Randy Moss.
Wouldn't it be funny in 20 years from now? We're talking about a guy on the D-line that played for the Red Mites.
Yep.
Hell, Chip, you may be on the sideline here.
Hell, he's put on 300 pounds.
And the coach who ran over a bag of equipment.
That's right.
Yep.
Hey, you know, not every coach can claim that they've done that.
You want to? I know what we can do. We can talk about all the skeletons in Chip's closet that he probably wouldn't want me to talk about.
Ooh.
Or yours.
Yeah. What?
Or yours.
We shared them.
Oh.
It was a...
Really? A little bonding there going on?
Yeah. That was a ranch
out in
Arizona.
Anything web radio worthy?
No.
Arizona, try Vegas.
No filter here, you know. Yeah.
It started in Vegas.
Did you tell them that story about you and CVS Pharmacy that time?
No. That,
okay, all right.
It's still in trial. We've still got
any lube involved in this one?
That was the problem.
Can you count how many times that word has been said in this room?
I think it's inappropriate.
About nine.
Tracy,
at
least. Hey, Mike, I am on the radio, though, so I'd love to give a shout-out to the Red Mike coaches, if I could, though.
Do it.
You know, I know you took care of that last week,
but
and I know
it.
You you know gave everybody some props, but I'd like to echo that. We had a great group of guys who, you know, in all seriousness, kept proper perspective. I wouldn't realize that these are just kids, 7, 8, 9-year-olds, we talked about just coaching them the same way you would with baseball or basketball. Just because it's football, it's no different. And, you know, all too often I think people look at that differently, and they look at it as, you know, it's football. You got to have that mentality. And not our guys. We had a great group. We, you know, Mike Strachan, you know, obviously Mike Perriello, Tyler Falcone, Barry Gorman, Mark Roberts, Bubba Labonte, and Jason Fides. So we had a great group, and would love to keep them together, as you said, Mike. We'll see what we can do.
And Chip, you know what else is kind of cool, just for anybody listening, is a lot of parents have hesitation about their kids playing football for the first time because of all the concussions and all that. I'll tell you, my kid was a first-year kid, and that was in the back of my head. And if all the coaches coach like this group, if you teach your kids the proper way to tackle, obviously is the big one, and just kind of be a good sport on how to play the game, it's amazing how clean the sport can be played. So, you know,
yep.
If you're out there,
yeah, do it right.
Do it right, it works.
Yep. And, you know, if the kids put on the helmet, they're in better shape, right?
Well, that helps. That
yeah.
First week, half of them didn't wear them, so.
Will there have to be a review of the rules in the off season at the Mite level? Was there any launching helmet-to-helmet type stuff this year?
If I had a dollar for every holding penalty that wasn't called.
Oh, jeez, here we go. Maybe we're going to have a thorough. Do you have any game film that you can send to the officials for the off season?
Oh, yeah, we have
the commissioner
film.
Even?
Yeah, don't you remember last week they were talking about how the wives were bad-mouthing each other on the
That's right. The video. You can't have domestic disputes.
Chip, I was talking about how the wives kind of, well, we won't get into it, but how you can hear them cackling. It was probably the they're like all
making
just
fun of us
yapping
on
the film. But
yeah, we watch the film every week, every Tuesday. We got over,
big time,
got together at one of the coaches' house. Great excuse to get together, have a couple beers, and bust on each other.
Yeah,
you know?
Beverages, good stuff.
It is good. Well, I don't know,
beer.
Trace.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Whoa, Trace. I'm going to work on getting you maybe an 8x10 of Chip signed.
Sounds perfect.
And in
put
turn,
up in the little locker room.
That should have been the trivia prize today.
Well, think
8x10 of Chip Boria, Red Mike. You know what? Maybe it will be.
I think the first person who sends their address to MikeP@Patriots.com gets an autographed 8x10 of Mike.
There you go.
Ooh, we just got to work on the 8x10.
Yeah, we don't have an 8x10.
I can take care
we
of that.
You can take one with your cell phone.
Yeah. I will take care of
that. Take one with Mike's cell phone, and then we can just send it over on that.
Jim's a professional
photographer. And it won't be,
yeah,
and it won't be one
I
of
have
them,
been paid to
it
take
won't
pictures.
Be one of them Brett Favre cell phone pics either.
No.
Oh, well, that's what
sure,
I thought
I'm
you
not,
meant.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, then I'm out.
We know Jim's a photographer.
While zippers and buttons slow you down. With open fly jeans, it's always out and camera ready.
Wow.
I put my pants on just like anyone else, one leg at a time. Then I pull my penis out.
Now, I can't tell if that was Chip or if that was Brett.
It's just a phase. I don't want to talk about it.
That's all right. Yeah, but the phase keeps occurring, and it's in the neighborhood. It's not good.
I'm never getting kicked off.
You got
no, I saved
it's
it,
not
Jim.
Gonna happen.
Jim, I just saved
no matter what
it.
I do, someone does something worse, and I'm never going to get kicked off. I'm going to be here right through the holidays.
Oh, ho, ho.
Someone's always going to do something worse, right, with him in here.
It's true.
Well, that's it. I'm there. I get you back. But, all right. Well, Chip, thanks for the season, and thanks for letting me have nine good weeks of talking Red Mite football. So now I don't know what the hell we're going to do.
Red Mite basketball?
But come on, sure.
There we go.
Red
Mike
Curling.
I appreciate the time, and we'll continue listening, even though we will miss out on future opportunities to talk about Red Mites, but perhaps next year we talk about the Red Mites again or whatever the D team we may be on.
Go Red Mites.
There we go.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Well, Trace, you're tearing up a little there.
Looking at you.
The season's over. It was crushing, I know, but...
You had a great season. That's awesome.
It ended. I still want to do that cheerleader thing. That might be.
Not with
you guys.
That would get the boys
really
fired up.
Getting excited about
you might see
on,
some launching
you,
if that happens.
Yeah.
You are getting excited about wearing the boots, Mike.
I got the boots.
You got the boots? You already have the boots?
They're
red.
Walking.
They're red. We don't wear red boots.
I know.
You
have the white ones.
You have to stand out yourself. You have to wear red.
It's like an offensive coordinator in their red shirt on
there
the sideline.
There is no I in team, Mike. You're going to wear the same thing everybody
there's
else
There's an
wears.
I in
but
Red
there's
Mites.
A me. There's a me.
Who is the offensive coordinator for the Red Mites?
Offense?
Yeah.
Well,
it's debatable.
Chip was the head coach.
Okay, so he's all the coordinators.
Tyler Falcone was the offense, and Mike Strachan was defense.
What was your official position?
I held the tackling dummy.
Nice.
I blew whistles a few times.
Nice.
No.
So you weren't like special teams?
I assisted the assistants.
Gotcha.
you were the comic relief, right? Yeah.
He was the assistant to the assistant.
I was the PR director.
Manager.
Boom. Right. There you go, PR director. Yeah. So, I don't know. That was a lot of mic talk. I didn't think I was going to get that much in.
Considering you're only here for about half the show, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And that's generous, half the show. I don't think it was half the
show.
No,
it wasn't.
I think we still need to give out his whole phone number.
I don't like not having the clock.
Michael.
Clock's there.
Oh, no, I can't see it.
Does it work? It actually does work.
You know what we didn't talk about was the new cheerleader pictures that we put up online.
Yeah, Tracy,
and I got a question.
Have an email?
I have an email from Carl Wells that says, "Hey guys, and hello Tracy. Quick question: how often do they update the available photos?" I don't know, Carl, if you saw the recent photos that we put up. We put up headshots of all of the cheerleaders in their new uniform. We may be putting up game day photos of all of the cheerleaders, and if we do, probably do that within the next month. Still undecided on that, so I would say check back in another month or so.
And we have the new photo store, which is done by a third Replay Photos, a partner of ours that we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
I don't know. There was some conversation the other day about whether cheerleader pictures would be in there or not. I'm not sure where that went. But some of the pictures in the Patriots.com photo gallery, starting very soon, you'll be able to go right on there, click one, and actually buy that, have it framed in a way that you want, and all things like that. So maybe the cheerleaders will be in there too. But the headshots we put up a week or so ago have done really well.
Yeah.
Because the cool thing is you can get them personalized.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if someone's going away to school, someone's going away to the service, or it's someone's birthday.
You can request what you want the cheerleader, what message you want the cheerleader to
say,
put on
Say, hi,
there.
Jeff, I hope your elbows get softer.
I may
hey,
have
Jeff,
to get
you
one
have
of those.
Claybos. Work on that.
Hey,
sincerely,
Jeff,
yours,
please.
Sarah.
Sorry about the Claybos.
Sorry about your Claybos, Sarah.
Actually,
my elbows are really pretty smooth.
I may
here,
get
okay?
one. I'll pick some cheerleader, and I'll have one made saying, Jeff,
yeah.
as long as you have Claybos, you'll never touch this.
Oh, wow.
And if you write that request in, you'll never get your photo.
That's true.
Now the ball's back in the gym court.
That's true. We do turn many away for being inappropriate.
I have
been
a pin cushion for this show.
No, no, I'm sorry. Not many.
Yeah, I think most people write great things, and the cheerleaders love to sign them. I think we get a lot of requests.
It's a really neat product that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, that's
ball feel good. The ball there has silicone on it.
But thanks for writing, Carl.
Just some lube.
That's cool. We didn't
Oh, that's number 10. 10 times that
silicone.
Word. I can't even say that word.
This will never be on the Best of Shop Talk.
No.
Never.
Is there a Best of Shop Talk?
But it might be.
I'm hoping someday there is.
Oh, man.
You know, it's our second season.
She would have loved the ticket. We'll
tell
her someday.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. But did we do a trivia question?
Nope.
Can we pull one off in like a few minutes, Kev?
Oh, I still think the first person to send their address to Mike P at Patriots.com gets a Mike P 8x10.
Have you checked your BlackBerry to see how many emails you've gotten?
Just think, if I get an email,
it's up to you, Mike.
How many of the response email back is going to have your email? So
usually the host decides what the trivia question is.
Okay.
The host showed up 35 minutes late, so
the
he host
should buy us all pizza.
Can go right ahead and
if I'm 35
come
minutes late, you can give up my address on the air too.
Yeah.
Mm. Or you can just mail onlineproshop@patriots.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a quick one, Jeff. A quick.
You're
trivia?
Coming back to me. You're the one who's supposed to have this all done.
Yeah, but
you didn't prep for the show today.
Zero prep.
Zero prep. You barely made it here on time. Why would he?
The
why
three of us showed up
prep?
On time. We prepped. We spoke about the
we
items.
Chose great apparel.
Yeah, right, you came fair. In and just discussed personal stuff.
That's true.
We had a great Halloween costume conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mike, you saw the cheerleaders' Halloween costumes, right? What
I
was
did.
Your favorite?
I liked the was it Pocahontas?
Oh, yeah, hers. That was Trish. She had a great
And then there was
the baseball player was my
yeah,
favorite.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Was
that
was
yep.
some
that
sort
was
of
fun.
A sailor.
That was special.
Yep, there was some sort of or a sailor.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not exactly what I pictured a sailor.
Some sort of a sailor. Yep. Sailor costume was good. We had a pilot. She had the sunglasses on.
Marilyn Monroe?
It was funny. Jill was the pilot, and she had two patches she could put on. One said Maverick, and one said Goose. And she's like, which should I be? I'm like, of course, Maverick. He was the cool one.
That's
Maverick
right.
or
that's
Goose.
True.
Yeah.
Iceman.
No oh, Iceman would have been cool, but he was the bad guy. Nobody wants to be the
now,
bad guy.
You know what's crazy? Some of those girls were, they probably, did. Have they seen Top Gun?
Yeah, what year did that movie come out?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
a lot of the high school, college
kids. Right. I mean, that's like saying, has everybody seen Psycho around Halloween? Like, it's still
a lot of people haven't
seen scary.
I'm scared.
What?
You should be scared. We give out your address.
It's funny, though. A lot of the things we think that.
I know, Top Gun.
I'd be scared.
How can you not see Top Gun? That's the greatest movie ever.
Well, it was good.
Greatest movie ever.
One of the greatest movies of all time was Top Gun, I think.
Just saying. You said greatest.
It was the top.
I think it was one of my favorite movies
this
ever.
Went, this
with
just
that
went,
and Happy
okay.
Gilmore.
E.T. would have been better.
E.T.? You think
agreed,
it's better than
Kevin.
Top Gun?
Right in the tank.
Absolutely.
We're the only two left.
I know.
Jeff, just Just keep it silent.
I've become a pincushion for the show, Kevin. The last couple of weeks, just pincushion. Just pick on my elbows.
Pick on your elbows. Look at your elbows. Seriously, work on that. It's gross.
Nobody even commented about my Halloween costume. Fat Daughtry.
Oh. Wow, that's pretty good.
Listen, I didn't insult your elbows. That was Tracy. All I did was make fun of your horrific loss in fantasy football to a certain online pro shop manager.
No, but my entire starting lineup was on the bye. So I had to go with all the scrubs.
Here come the waterworks.
And they didn't do it.
Violin. Play it. Yeah.
It happens. It's not whether you win week 8, it's whether
it's
you
whether
win
you cry about it.
Week 15.
Well, I won
or
that
16.
I won that too last year.
And did he cry then?
I think I beat Mike in the championship, as a matter of fact.
I was on a bye.
Well. You were on a bye for today's show, that's
too bad,
for sure.
Too bad the league wasn't on a bye.
I know. You're always on a bye.
That'll just be my answer going forward.
I'm on a bye.
Tune in next week. Well, will Jeff get rid of his Claybo? Will Mike show up on time? Will Tracy ever do the show again?
The suspense is killing me.
Yeah.
How many times will the word L-U-B-E be used on the show?
Will Scollins' ID get him in the building?
Right. Tracy, once you leave,
find
the show
out this
goes
and
clean.
More on the next Shop Talk.
I know. It's just filth. I didn't expect
a lot
it.
Of open-ended questions, Jim.
There
right.
is. It's a cliffhanger.
It is. Oh, it's a cliffhanger.
It's our first cliffhanger show.
That's right. I'll hide the answer somewhere on PatriotsProShop.com.
Because we can't talk red mites next week.
So. Yeah, well, we have to do something different.
Have to find something
Who
else.
Who should we bring in? We should bring someone in. Ricky, has he ever been on?
I'll be on a bye. I'm just telling you now.
She's already on
the bye.
Let's
bring in Ricky, and we'll put a lightness. Ricky, the assistant manager of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Let's start a new thing. Like, let's guess what Tracy's doing today. And then we got to track her down and see who's right.
Well, randomly call her.
That sounds like it may involve a restraining order at some point.
I'm already, that's...
I think it'd be
I'm
more
fun.
Right
I
get it right here. It's a mobile app. I can zoom in.
Let's research Tracy's past and call people from her past and get funny antidotes about her.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah.
All right, this is Tracy's fourth grade teacher.
I want no part of this.
On the air now. Tracy's prom date.
All right. Okay. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Yeah, the end. Bye. Thanks.
But, Tracy...
Thank you for coming, Tracy.
Thanks for... for going through all the women's apparel. I don't know. If you can stop by the pro shop, you'll definitely see cheerleaders in the pro shop. They come in all the time. They're going to shop. And feel free to ask them what they think of some of the gear.
They'll help you shop. They love to. They help everyone shop.
And I don't know, guys. I'm sorry I bailed on you the first half.
Thanks for letting us make fun of you, Mike.
Yep, I knew it was there.
Good luck with your email this week.
Good luck with the email. And if you want his full personal number, his home, his cell, his, I don't know, any number, just email me and I'll certainly be more than happy to give it to you.
Email her at Mike P. at Patriots.
Email me, yes, email me.
Here we go. Well, all right, well, thanks. And we'll see you next week on another Shop Talk show, the Cliffhanger Show.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Nice.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.